Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and this is Pastor J. Rouse. Today is November the 13th, 2013. Won't you join us?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I need to know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. Somebody lift it to the Lord. to know. I
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful. Praise God. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy few days. And I tell you, I got here by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin. Praise God. And I did huff and I did puff. I can tell you that now. But I'm thankful that God got me here, that I could be here and be with you and share with you. And before we even begin, we have a slight change in the show because I've been asked to do several shout-outs, as most of you know. I work as a law clerk, and I've had to leave my law office this evening because we're in the middle of something very busy, and it's been very busy, to say the least. And I promised Chantel I would give her a shout-out, but I also, speaking of grateful, I'm also giving a special shout-out to my buddy Jennifer and my buddy Kim and Mr. Steven for covering, for sitting in, and they're there and they're working and burning they're probably going to burn the midnight oil, or maybe not, but they're there. And I had to leave because I had to be here with you guys, and I almost didn't make it. Praise God. So I'm grateful to them. I'm grateful for Traveling Mercies. And you know what? I'm just grateful that you know what? If nobody else loves me, I can truly say loud, proud, and really loud that Jesus loves me. And because he does, he's taught me how to love you. And for that, I tend to do it as often and always, because he never stops loving me. And he even said he loved you too. Praise God. So it's a big shout out to Chantel and an extra special shout out to Kim, Jennifer, and Stephen for standing in the gap. Praise God. That may God give them a special blessing and bring them joy and bring them happiness and continue to be a blessing. I'm sure I will make up for it. I usually do. And I'm really grateful for them. So I'm grateful for you too. I didn't say that. Oh my goodness. Well, I am. And for that, I think we're going to go to the Lord and see if he can be amongst us and continue to bless us this evening. So won't you join me in prayer now? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We are grateful, Father God, and sometimes we can be truly ungrateful because we don't appreciate a lot of the things that you do for us, or we take them for granted. And Father, we ask that you would work on that and work on our hearts, work on our spirits, work on our minds, Father God, and allow us to think like you, to be like you, and to act like you, to talk like you, walk like you, and be the best you that we can be. Father God, we just ask right now that you would bless right now. I ask a special blessing upon those people in the Philippines, Father God. Lord, I ask mercy. I ask grace. Father God, we ask for comfort. We ask for wisdom. We ask for understanding. But Father God, right now, we hope that you would be in the midst. And we know that sometimes we don't understand the storms in life, literally speaking, and emotionally and spiritually. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said you would not leave us nor forsake us, and therefore we put our trust in you, knowing that you have a purpose for everything and all that you do. But Father, right now, with the death toll rising and possible injured, Father God, we need you to help feed them, to clothe them, to shelter them, Father God. And Father, give us a giving heart. I always say it, Lord, but we need to do it because we know that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to look out for our brothers and sisters. We don't want to be the Good Samaritan, Father God. We want to be like Jesus and do even more. So, Father God, guide us. Allow us to give. Allow us to share. Let us find and dig deep within our hearts to try and help aid. And, Father God, we ask that you watch over them and bless them and take care of them and just get them through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this midweek break, that we can take this time and spend with you. We know that you are to be our daily bread, and sometimes we don't always eat within that loaf. But Father God, we ask right now, tonight, feed us bread of heaven till we want no more. Guide us and keep us. Strengthen us and encourage us for the days ahead, Father God, and to get through all things. And if we're in the middle of the storm, to allow us to remember that it's not the standing still, but the going through is what gets us out of the storm. And we cannot do it without you. So we ask that you would be there. Go before us and clear the path. Give us obedience to follow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for an extra special blessing for those listening tonight and those who will listen from herein. And Father God, I ask you to bless me. Give me the words and the wisdom and the direction on how you want your show to go tonight, and that I may be pleasing and do your bidding now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So it's been a busy week. Let's put on a little bit more music. I need to hear some music. I need to unwind because I can't run, but I've hustled. And so, you know what? Let's do some pick-me-up. I haven't heard my song in a while. So let's listen to some Caribbean Praise by J.D. Amen. I don't think I can jump and praise, but I certainly can praise. Amen. Because he said, my praise will continually be in my mouth. Praise God. And I tell you, he gets us through everything we're going through, everything we're going to go through. And the key word there is going through. No matter how bad it may seem, it does not last forever. Amen. I believe Kirk Franklin had a song that says, trouble don't last always. If it's not Kirk Franklin, forgive me, but we know the song, trouble don't last always. We have a wonderful, wonderful busy night ahead of us this evening. And we have some hot topics that we're going to be discussing. And I tell you, it's tough. It's tough because some of these topics make you go, hmm? But they say things that make you go, hmm, my, my, my. So as we move along, before we even do anything, we're going to celebrate with you because we know that it's your birthday and you might have had an anniversary, a special event, whatever the case may be, you have experienced something full of joy and momentous in your life, and we don't want you to think that you're going through it by yourself because we're here and we love to celebrate. Amen. So if you've had a birthday, you know how we do it. If you've had a birthday between now and last week, we want to wish you a happy, 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 happy birthday. We also want to wish you a congratulations, happy anniversary, and everything else in case you're celebrating maybe a new baby. Congratulations. Maybe you graduated. Maybe you've accomplished something that isn't even what most people would celebrate. But all we know is if you manage to get to a point in your life where you feel proud, like you have accomplished something, it could be small, but it's still an accomplishment, then it's worthy of praise. And, you know, if God is proud of you, then we always are, and we most certainly need to be. Now, here's the problem. If for some reason somebody's not happy for you and all the things that you're doing, then you know what? That's okay, because we are, and the Lord is mighty proud of everything that you do that is good and pleasing unto him. Amen. So for our birthday people, got to do this right. So we just want to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday, and this is for you. Happy birthday. Congratulations. Way to go. Yahoo. Woohoo. all of those good things. And we wish you many, 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 many more. And continue to do the things that make you proud. And you know that the Lord will be proud too. Amen. So let's keep moving along. I'm going to play a song called Stuck in Traffic. And that is by Jason Brown, a.k.a. GB Sachs. We are speaking with him this evening. He is from London, England. Well, he's American originally, and he's in the U.K. And now he's here on an American tour, I believe. So he'll be able to fill you in on all that information. But this is one of his songs that we really enjoy. And you've heard it before. Can we play it often? This is Stuck in Traffic. And it's a good thing I wasn't stuck in traffic tonight, or you would be just hearing music. Praise God. Okay, and again, that was J.B. Sachs, also known as Jason Brown, and he's going to be joining us live on air this evening. But before we proceed, let's get our community international events out of the way so you can know what's happening in the neighborhoods near you. Praise God. Now, don't forget that you can always update us and let us know what's going on. We can be reached at jroseshow@gmail.com or Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com. Just Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com. You can also check out our Facebook page where we do all of our updates, and it's Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook. So just check it out and see what's happening in neighborhoods near you. We always want to know. You can also contact us on Twitter at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J in that, just Pastor Rouse Show. Okay, couple updates. We reposted our inside scoop for you once again that we got on the updates on the upcoming awards and music awards show. Now, we've already experienced the Dove Awards. That was in October. We're now in November. It says the Grammy nominations concert moves back to Los Angeles from Nashville. Also, the Grammy Awards moves to January, beginning in 2014. Gospel Music Stellar Awards move to April, beginning in 2014. And BET's Celebration of Gospel is rumored to move to New York from Los Angeles beginning in 2014. If we get any more updates on that, we will most certainly let you know. Just a reminder, coming up in February 2014, on the 21st, my friends, the Grammy Award-winning Soweto Gospel Choir will be back in Toronto. They've been busy. I've been following some of their stuff, and they've been all over the place since they left. And so we're looking forward to seeing them. They are going to be at the Sony Center in Toronto. Tickets are available. Early bird tickets, if you put in the code EARLYB, E-A-R-L-Y-B, they're only $49.50. And we're definitely going to have to go and make sure we see our friends. And say hi to my friend Shimmy. Bless his heart. If you got to see the interview, we do have it on our YouTube channel, or you can check it out on our Facebook page at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And the YouTube channel is Pastor J. Rouse Show on YouTube. Okay, coming up December the 15th, says when praises go up, Gospel Show, Sunday, December the 15th at 4 p.m. at the Sarah Vaughan Concert Hall. Tickets are $20, and the host is Liz Black, WBLS and WLIB, honoring gospel recording artist Donald Malloy, featuring a performance by Donald Malloy and the When Praises Go Up Mass Choir. And it says, join us for an afternoon of praise while supporting some of the area's best ministers and gospel artists. Okay. And musical directors Jerry Williams and Candace Anderson. And the guest host is Dr. Albert J. Lewis of World Gospel Music Association. This is in Newark, Newark, New Jersey. It's in Newark Symphony Hall. And it's their third year because it's their third annual. So this is the third time they've been doing it. Again, that's Sunday, December the 15th, 2013 at 4 p.m. Now I'm trying to see. It says, come early to shop and dine at the Faith-Based Vendor Marketplace, Terrence Ballroom, from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. So 4 hours before the actual show, there's going to be a Faith-Based Vendor Market. And then it will be continuing throughout the show up until 8 p.m. So you want to contact them. There is a number. It's 973-643-8014. And you can also check it out on the web at www.newarksymphonyhall.org. Amen. Praise God. So that's just one of the events taking place. We still got a lot more to repeat. Pastor J. Rouse will be in attendance. I have to tell you which night we'll be attending, but we will be in attendance at the play that's coming out. It's called Pieces of Me. Awesome, awesome. You heard our interview about a week or two ago with Dion Denton. And she was sharing a little bit about it. So you can check out our show on with Dion Denton. Please forgive me. It's Dion Denton. She's not going to be too happy with me. And she will tell you a little bit more in there about Pieces of Me but it's going to be simply wonderful. I'm just trying to pull up the information. But in the meantime, just so you know, our buddies at Caribbean Tales are still busy. Frances Ann Solomon is just so busy. Praise God, and I thank God for her and all those people who work together with her. It's new. Caribbean Tales Online Film Festival, Filmorama. Now, you could submit yours today. You have until December the 12th, 2013. So log into www.caribbeantales-tv.com and you can get the complete details taking place. Okay? So that should be very interesting. And Caribbean Tales is always doing some amazing things. They've got the Caribbean Tales on Demand. They've got all kinds of wonderful things slowly taking place and developing just for you. Okay. And we have, I'm just still looking for, here we go, Pieces of Me. This play is going to be awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. It sounds really intriguing. Here we go, Pieces of Me. Nope, that's the trailer. We do have the trailer for the play on our Facebook page. That's Rouse Ministry Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Okay. I'm trying not to play that. I'm sorry. I've got the trailer playing. Oh, and some update, and I didn't get to read this to you, too. Keeping Up with the Joneses, the movie, it is getting ready to come out. I believe it's in December. I just have to double-check some information, but I believe it truly is December. It is going to be amazing. So don't forget, you want to check it out. And also the Detroit Math Choir and their Thanksgiving party releasing their song. And it is going to be the, what is it called? Oh, Thanksgiving Day. And it's releasing on, I think, Reverb Nation. Forgive me. Check it out on our Facebook page, and there's some more details, and it's Personal Praise, and they've got all kinds of stuff happening. I want to keep an eye on them. I have to touch base with my buddies over there in Detroit. You know they're just across from Windsor. That's where I technically call home, because that's where my peeps are at, okay? And November 23rd, that's coming up too. Don't forget, there's the play in Detroit, Michigan, Amy on 5050 Richard Allen Boulevard. That's by Warren Avenue, Detroit. Your code is 313-831-8810. Tickets are $20, and it's called Spare Change, and I like it. It always says, if Medea had a brother, his name would be Spare Change. My, my, my. When you hear that, you know it's going to be good. I'm not sure why I can't seem to find my information. Oh, here we go. Just in time. Praise God. Pieces of Me. Amen. It is going to be. Now, there are several days, and then there's a break in between. So you'll have to definitely check it on our Facebook page. I'm going to update the location of it, too, to bring it more up to front. It's at the Theater Passamoral, and that's 16 Ryerson Avenue in Toronto, November the 20th to the 23rd. So that's Wednesday to Saturday, 7:30 p.m. The Saturday, they have a matinee at 2 p.m. as well. And the tickets are $32.50. Now, this is written and directed by Dion Denton. See, I said it right this time. Thank you, my buddy Dion. Bless her heart. Produced by Promise Productions, and it's starring Shahi Taruko, forgive me if I say this wrong, and Sheldon Neal. Sheldon's been doing a lot of stuff lately. He's been busy working and serving the Lord. He comes from a church family, so, and I know his parents, and I heard his sister, because Dion was telling us that his sister's involved in some of this stuff, too. So, you know, they say when you train up a child in the way that they should go when they are older, they will not depart from it. And so it would seem that Brother Sheldon did not depart. He just rolled over and took space for himself and doing what they're doing and some. Amen. They must be mighty proud I also want to give a holla out while I'm doing this to my friend, Sister Neil, Mother Neil, First Lady Neil in Ottawa. Praise God. That's the pastors out there. All right. So now you want to check it out, Pieces of Me. I'm just going to upload it here so we can put it on our page a little closer so you can get some more information about it and be reminded, because it's fast approaching. Amen. And now just a reminder one more time, if you have things that you want to provide, then please, 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 we're going to do that. Okay. Now I'm going to put on some more music and then we're going to get in touch with my buddy Jason Brown and get some little information about him, because isn't his music really good? I think it's wonderful. I enjoy it. And so we're going to take you out again with Stuck in Traffic, and then we're going to leave my favorite song to play it a little later. But let's do some Stuck in Traffic again, because it's a nice song, and then we're going to talk to Jason Brown. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was J.B. Sachs once again, and that's Stuck in Traffic. We like to play that a lot because it's really, really smooth. There's no other way to word that. And you're not going to believe who I actually managed to find. And look, this man is moving around and traveling. He's everywhere. So let me just click over here and see if we can bring him on the live. JB?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Praise God. We finally pinned you down.
Great. I am so happy to be here. So happy to be a part of this show. And I just want to send a special shout out just to say thank you very much, Pastor, for allowing me to be on this show with you.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure and an absolute honor. Your music is very, very, very nice. And I'm telling you, if you listen to my show or the listeners, they'll tell you, when I'm feeling down, I play God is Love. When I'm feeling like the world is falling apart, I play God is Love. When I feel like I'm in love with the Lord, I play God is Love. So your music really does move and touch people's lives. And we've got Stuck in Traffic, but I know you have more songs. So you got to tell us a little bit more about your music.
Oh, yeah, great. My name is Jason Brown, all around town, San Diego zone, internationally known, singing and playing on the saxophone. We do pretty much everything, you name it. And so we have currently 6 albums to date. I started when I was 13 years old. And
13.
I recorded, yes, ma'am, I started at 13 and recorded my first album at 16. And the Lord has been blessing me ever since. I'm actually self-taught, and I found out how to play and learn the music and read and understand what I'm playing after I was self-taught. And so I kind of learned backwards, which many of us do. And now, currently, I play 9 instruments. And actually, God is Love, I'm actually playing all the instruments there for God is Love and several other tracks on the album. And I'm just a worshiper. I'm just a praiser. I'm just a big old 6'5", 6'6", 235-pound instrument.
Wow.
And I love to bless the name of the Lord. And everywhere
Amen.
I go, it is my duty. It is my obligation. Mm. It is my passion to
yes.
be able to sing and worship. I don't want any rock crying out in my place. Not today.
Mm, my Lord.
Not ever. So it is my job to lift up his name everywhere I go. And I'm so happy that I'm able. It's an honor.
Yes.
It is an honor and a privilege to be able to do this. And I'm just so grateful.
Amen. We're grateful. And I played a song at the beginning from Pastor Richard Brown, Where Are the Grateful People? And we were talking about being grateful. Amen. And I think, you know, we're talking about what's happening over in the Philippines right now. And, you know, right now they're looking at life and thinking, I just want a little water. I just want something to eat. And I just need some clothes and a shelter over me. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
And
I totally understand that.
Yeah, we take a lot for granted. So give me a little history, because I see a lot of movement. I know you are American originally. You sound American. You certainly don't sound very British, but then I don't either, and I was born there. So where
are
you?
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere. I tell people everywhere the phone rings, that's where I'm at. You know, I do this full time.
Right.
And I travel all over wherever the phone rings, that people that want my ministry. For me to play for them, churches, festivals, jazz festivals, small churches, big churches, multi-million-dollar churches. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It could be two people, one person, you know, old folks
right.
home. I mean, you name it. And, you know, that's what I do, and I'm so happy to be able to do that. I have 2 boys.
Mm-hmm.
Their names are Travis is 7.
Uh-huh.
And Kalem, K-A-L-E-M, Kalem,
okay.
is 2. And Travis means at a crossroads, and Kalem means dove in Latin. It's Latin for dove.
Okay.
And I have a beautiful wife. Her name is Shantae.
Shantae, okay, enchantée, yeah. Okay.
Enchantée. And Shantae means one who sings.
Yes.
And,
well, you have
yes.
to remember we're Canadians, and our second language is en français.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we know what Shantae means.
Hey, I
yeah.
love it. And,
big up
and,
to our French-speaking people, yeah?
Yes, great. And so, you know, I'm Jason Brown, all around town, and Jason means, you know, one who cures.
Okay.
Yeah, one who cures or healer. So that's my name, and hey, let's do it. Let's heal through music. Let's heal all the way, all over the world.
Yes, and it does. It touches lives deeply. I have a quick question because you still didn't answer. So home is okay, where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born in a place called Los Angeles, California.
Okay, we know L.A. Canadians are very big on L.A. because it's the one place in America that people say we sound like.
I don't know. I don't know. I've been all over, and, you know, Los Angeles is pretty different. They don't speak the way that I do.
well, think Angeles. About it, because we as Canadians, we never thought of it until you watch a TV show and you notice most of the movies or shows that are made in L.A., Canadians, we don't see them as any different because we think they sound exactly like us.
Oh, okay. So you have a point there. Okay. Yeah.
It's true, because if you go to another state, everybody has a different accent, but L.A. sounds
true.
Like us.
That's true. But unfortunately, here in Los Angeles and here in San Diego, like for an example, my wife is from San Diego. However, my mother, her mom, my mother-in-law, is from Texas. And her father, my father-in-law, is from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Wow.
So even though my wife is from San Diego, she has a southern draw.
Oh, but you see, she grew up around that, and so she would pick it up. Yeah, that's natural.
Right.
Because it depends on who you're around as well, because people, even when they're not foreign or from other places, if they're around people, they start to sound like the same people they're around, even when it's not even part of their heritage.
That's correct. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So when you made that statement regarding, you know, Los Angeles people talking, you know, American, it's like I've had a lot of my friends, even though they were from L.A. or from San Diego or from Zimbabwe, you know, some of them don't actually speak the way where they're from because their ancestors or their mother and father are from different places. And it's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Well, you know what? I people always ask me, where are you from? And I just look at them and laugh. But my mother's the first to laugh because mine is a long story because I was born in London, England. And I grew up there until I was of a rightful age. And then we moved to Canada. And I come from a Barbados mother and a Jamaican father. And I had been very much involved and around Americans.
Great.
And
so therefore, this is the reason why you sound American.
Well, and that's the other thing, because I actually lived in Windsor for over 10 years, and it's right across the street, basically, or the river from Detroit, Michigan.
Correct.
And I was affiliated with an African-American church, so I was very much in the States all the time.
Great, yeah. So you know what time it is.
Yes, but if you take me to Barbados, I'll sound just like them with a bit of a British-Canadian accent on top of it.
Yeah, so you basically know how to blend.
Yes, well, I end up blending. For the same reason, if I end up on the phone with somebody from England, like my sister or somebody, I'll sound very British and get annoyed because I can't shake it until I have to be around a lot of people talking something else before I can get rid of the English. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally
understand.
So
now,
what
is your connection to the UK?
My connection, I have a couple of friends out there.
Uh-huh.
That are from there, and we basically stay in contact, and a lot of them are trying to keep me over there. They're trying to kidnap me.
They're kidnapping. It's a nice place to be kidnapped and go.
Yeah, they're trying to kidnap me over there. So, you know, I stay in contact with them all the time and just to say, you know, hello, because that's what friends do. So,
yeah.
But I'd love to bring my family over there so that we may be able to minister over there through song.
Right.
And so that I just I love it. We love to travel, we love to see new things, and it's just great. It's just great.
Okay. And I remember when we initially connected, you wanted to come to Canada. So I'm going to put it out there for all our Canadian listeners that JB is more than prepared to come to Canada.
Oh yes, most definitely. To all you pastors, event planners out there, organizers, you want a national, international recording artist, saxophonist that you don't have to pay the national money.
Right.
Some of these guys are. some of these guys are tens and thousands of dollars.
Right.
And some of them, they are worth that, and others, it's like, are you kidding me? Because I'm quite sure for those of Canadians that there are plenty of more capable Canadians there that are more than capable to represent there for Canada. So with that being said, yeah, I would love to definitely be a blessing over there. I do weddings and concerts as well as, private parties, so on and so forth. So I travel with the band, and then sometimes I also...
With the Glass Awards people, because we have an awards program that we do over here that they just started in Toronto, and I know it's getting much bigger, and so I have to make sure they have your information.
Yes, please do. I would be most happy regarding that.
Okay, so now, out of all of J.B. Sachs's music, which would you say is your favorite?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on what mood I'm in and what I'm going through at the time. Right now, as you so stated earlier, God is Love has been an anthem for so many people. I just got through doing a wedding, a big, beautiful wedding, and they asked me to sing it live during their wedding.
Yeah.
And people don't know that God is Love is over... Let's see, I recorded it in 2006, so it's old.
Wow.
It's a very old song, and a lot of people say that the Lord has blessed me to be ahead of my time.
Yeah.
For to write something like that can still be relevant to 2013, and so I'm most proud of that and other songs that I've written.
Wow, yeah, so, and we thought it was fresh and new and... That's good because you've got that longevity going on, and people are just now starting to catch on to it.
Yeah, sometimes it takes that long for people to adhere to, you know, what's going on now. Every time you see these new artists come out the woodwork, and it's like they're actually not new at all.
Yeah,
they've been around for a long time. It's just they're new to you because you finally caught on to it, or you know, it finally got into the right hand. So
right.
That's what we're waiting for.
That's something. Okay, so you've been touring in the last, oh my goodness, week or two. It's just, you've been on the move.
Well, you know, praise is what we do again, and I'm just happy to do it, you know. This is what I do, and we've been, I've been in, all over the place, and I'm still moving.
I know I couldn't keep tabs. I had to keep saying, okay, where are you? And then I didn't know which city you were in, and I just kept watching you moving all over the place.
Yeah, it's Facebook is a great tool, so you can be able to, you know, depict and let people know, let your fans know where you are at the present time, and you know, to keep you in prayer, and so it's a great vehicle for something like that. But yeah, I've just been all over the place and still trying to go even more places there.
I know that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
what's funny
we
is
definitely...
I had a. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, love.
No, some people, like, they really don't understand, you know, music. Everybody wants to be a musician. Everybody wants to be an artist. But what I always tell artists is make sure this is what God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not, then you will get burnt out. People think that this is a lavish life, and it's not. I mean, I have a beautiful wife. I have two boys that I leave behind, and sometimes they're able to come with me. Sometimes they're not. And, you know, sometimes there's a struggle there with, you know, not even know if you're going to get paid or not for an event.
Right.
You know, so it's not as lavish as some people may seem it to be. So I always tell those aspiring artists to make sure that they pray first and ask God that this, are you sure that this is the direction that they would want to be in, you know, because I've played with many people. I've played with Tone. I'm on his recording. I'm on the XXX soundtrack called The Good Song. I played with Stevie Wonder.
Did I just see Melba Moore or something, a show?
Correct,
yeah.
That was in Cleveland, yeah. So, you know, you would think that at least one of these artists would help you out to get to the next level, and it's not like that.
Right.
It isn't. It isn't like that at all. So my mom always says that you're always a handshake away. You just don't know what handshake that might be.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? My.
It is. So keep us in prayer.
Yes.
And as we continue to do the Lord's work and just be a blessing to people, because it definitely is a gift.
Yes.
And it gets hard because sometimes we want to give up and throw in a towel and music's not going the way we want it, and there's depression there, or we're sad, or the finances not kicking in, and we have to take second and third jobs to make ends meet to provide for our families. And, you know, it's definitely a roller coaster. If you look at people like what's his name? The playwright.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Tyler Perry and his story. You know, sleeping in cars and being homeless,
yes,
and you know, so on and so forth. And now look at where he's at now, never giving up. You know,
right,
playing to the same people. You know, he did the show to 10 people, 15 people, for 4 or 5 years until it actually caught on to somebody.
Yes, it does,
you know,
take time. Not everybody can make it right away.
Yeah, that's definitely a drive.
Yeah.
A drive. And so, you know, we're just asking, you know, that you stay in prayer to see if this is what the Lord would have you to do. And
Amen.
Also keep us musicians and entertainers in prayer, because, you know, not everybody's saved.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoy doing what I do is because I do love music. I love music. And it gives me joy to be able to present the world a lot of people, and not the ones that everybody hears from or knows or sees, because there's so much talent out there and people don't get that opportunity to even be heard.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and so it's a blessing that God would put in my heart to add to my ministry, to want to be able to share the world and all these wonderful, talented people that are there to be heard. So you just never know where the breakthrough comes through. And sometimes, you know, it's funny because there's certain types of music that don't really make it big in the U.S. and they go international, and they're like rock stars, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So you just never know what the Lord will do. But like you said, you do it to serve, and if God is in it, then it's definitely doing what it needs to do. You just got to keep keeping on.
That's correct. That's correct. Mm-hmm. So we ask that you guys keep us in your prayers.
Yes.
And we would love to see you guys soon, most definitely.
Yes, I'm definitely going to start putting that out there more and let people know so we can get you crossing the border. Well, your music's across here now, so we'll have to bring you to follow. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell all my American church friends and pastors that I know a man named JB who plays a mean saxophone and he's on fire for the Lord. Amen. And so we're going to continue. May God bless you and your family, Brother Jason.
Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry and your endeavors.
Thank you.
And what he has sought out for you, because I know certain things, you know, it costs money.
Yes.
To do what we do. And so we're praying right now that the Lord blesses you financially, that he enlarges your territory.
Oh,
and
my.
That he
now,
looks
now,
beyond
now.
Beyond your faults, and he sees your needs. And so we pray that prayer, that J-Bass prayer.
Yeah,
for
that's
you,
what I heard.
Your ministry.
Oh, my.
And then may God continue to bless you and enrich you, that you may be able to touch other people's lives and be a blessing from that. Be blessed to be a blessing.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to continue to keep my hands upon some of the stuff you're doing. We'll keep you posting. And also we'll try and make sure people get to know where you're at and where you're hanging out. We purposely connect up with major music people and music awards show because we want people we know to get noticed. Amen. So we're definitely going to keep pushing out there.
Yes, please do. And if your famous people in Canada, if they need a background saxophonist or a background singer, because I sing and play, Mr. Sing and Play,
okay.
I'll be most happy to be available for that. Not a problem.
Well, ironically enough, I've got some connection with an ultimate trumpet player here.
Uh-huh.
Who's doing amazing thing. So I'm going to have to make sure I get in touch with him and tell him, look, I might have found somebody else to play with you.
Yeah, not a problem. I just got through doing a tour. It was called Battle of the Saxes.
Okay.
And that was great. You know, he plays tenor, soprano, and baritone.
Uh-huh.
And that was just an amazing gospel show that we did for the churches. It was amazing.
Okay. Praise God.
So why not add a trumpet to that?
Well, why not? Why not? Amen. Praise God. All right, my brother. Any last words you want to pass out before we have to say goodbye?
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Oh, look around and you will find that God is love. God is love. God is love.
Amen. Praise God. And now that he said God is love, you know I'm going to play it. And he did it for you live and direct on the Pastor
Jay
Rowe Show. Brother Jason, God bless you and your family.
God bless you. Thank you again.
And may the Lord give you all your desires of your heart, and may he continue to be the breath that breathes so you may blow and play for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Until we meet again.
Okay. And everybody, that is my friend, Jason Brown, J.B. Sachs, and you heard him sing it, but now I'm going to play it, and everybody knows this is my favorite song, and he just heard me say it. God is Love by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs.
So you say you want a man that'll be there to the very end, never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you, regardless of what you've been through. The kind of man that can and will take care of you, help me out. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find that God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you're so sad of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this?
When two are gathered together, there is in the midst. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, He died for you and me. Yes, He paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody's around, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. When you feel like nobody understands, you got His love, and His love will take you to more love.
Love is patient, love,
more love, oh love.
Love is a part of a lifetime.
Everybody sang with me.
Love is patient, love is kind.
Everybody sang with me.
God is love. And that was J.B. Sachs. He was live and even sang it, praise God. So keep him in your prayers, everybody. He's a man on fire for the Lord. That's amazing. That is awesome. And he's got two little boys, as he said, two blessed little fellows. So just kind of keep them all in prayer, because, you know, when you're serving the Lord and working for the Lord, people don't seem to realize that we have it hard, and it's not just necessarily financial, but we go through a lot emotionally. We go through so many different things because of what we're called to do, because the enemy would never be pleased. And of course, we have to go through trial and tribulation, because that's what continues to make us stronger. And well, I hate to say it, if you don't have a testimony, then you can't win people over. And so we have to learn to get strong through everything we go through. Even when we start to fall or crack or break down, we still need to be there. All right. I'm going to put on Situation by Darren Zewak. I love this song. Very nice. We had Darren's music starting about 2 weeks ago. We're going to get Darren on our show soon. But this is Darren Zewak. And I'm going to be bringing on our panel very shortly so we can discuss tonight's hot topics. So this is Situation, because I tell you, Rob Ford is in a situation, praise God.
Before my life begun, I'm so glad that my problem stays with you. With confidence I know your grace will pull me through. Well, you promised to always be there. I trust in you because I know you. Yeah. Lord, I thank you for letting me cast my fears and healing all the pain and drying my tears. You promised to always be there. I trust in you because I know you care. Lord, I got a situation that is going on in my life. I need you here by my side. Lord, I got a situation. I need you to make it right. I surrender your peace be my guide. True love, it's so hard to find.
Lord, I got a situation, and we know tonight's hot topic is wrapped up in lots of situations. And it's funny, you know, because people will end up in a situation, and even those who believe and don't believe, when they're in a situation and they can't seem to find their way out, they don't always come to Pastor Rouse, but sometimes they'll suddenly be saying, Lord, I'm in a situation. Amen. Praise God. And that was Darren Zewalk with Situation. Now, I managed to connect with two wonderful, wonderful women. I'm going to be posting some information about them on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page. One we've actually interviewed before, and we had the joy and pleasure of meeting her. She was a woman of excellence, praise God, and she won for a specialized category. And I'm really proud. We've become very good friends since then, and she's such an angel. She is a lovely, lovely lady. And so she is a winner and recipient of the Glass Award for Women of Excellence for her division. She'll be able to tell you a little bit more about herself and remind everybody who knows about her what she's doing. And I know she does a lot for some orphanages in Jamaica and just some very wonderful things. And it does melt my heart because we know that children are our future. And children can't be our future if they feel they have no future. And she's one who wants to make sure that Jesus' love is shared and sown as a seed around the world. Amen. Praise God. And her name is Rosemary Bryan, and I will be bringing her on shortly, doing some updating here. And then I've got some more information about another young lady, a wonderful, intelligent young lady, phenomenal thinker. She is a woman who likes to use her mind, and it's always going, and it doesn't run dry of oil. I never heard it squeak yet. Praise God. She's probably laughing. But her name is Mariah Giscombe, and she is a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and we'll be posting some information about her on here. But I'm going to bring these two ladies in, and then we'll be able to find out more information. But you definitely need to check out the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page so you can get some more information about these two wonderful ladies. And I have pictures because they're both very beautiful. So let me just see if I got them on the line. Okay. All right. There's one and there's two. Good evening, Mariah.
Good evening, and Pastor Rouse, you're right. I was here laughing.
You know I never behave.
Yes.
And where's Rosemary?
I'm right here. Good evening, Pastor Rouse. How are you?
Good evening, Sister Brian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now,
good
I'm
to be on the show.
I'm still calling you Sister Brian, but I know you got married.
Oh, that's okay. I still go by Brian.
You still go by Brian? Do you
still
want
go
to
by
do
Brian.
A...
Married name is Sloan.
Sloan. Okay. See, I was never told that. Now I know.
But
all
that's
right.
Okay. Fine.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you each a few minutes to be able to talk a little bit about yourself. But Rosemary, we'll start with you. And you call yourself Rose.
Yes, I do.
Because you're pretty and beautiful and delicate like a rose. Is that what it is?
Exactly. Exactly.
So I remember meeting you when we were starting out with the Glass Awards, and we followed
right.
it right through, and we
yes.
had the joy of having you on our show.
And it was such an honor just to be on the show, too.
Oh,
I
was
appreciate meeting you.
Oh, bless your heart. It's been a joy and a pleasure and an absolute privilege. So now I need you to remind everybody a little bit about what you do again.
Sure. Back in 2000, I started a program called Operation Hope. Hope stands for helping other people in need. And what I started doing, first of all, was going down to Jamaica and working with the prisoners, the inmate right across the island. And
mm-hmm.
I would go down there and help teach English and math and personal hygiene, things of that nature. And then I realized with these men in the prison and these ladies in the prison, that means that the children become parentless. So I began seeking out the children, and I started
yeah.
going into the orphanages because I realized what people are doing, sometimes when they go down to Jamaica for vacation, they go to the beach, they go visit family, but we don't think about the orphanages, and we don't think about the kids living in the orphanages. So I've actually went down there and started working with them. And I wrote the Prime Minister back in 2000. I said, well, look, I'd like to start working with the children. And they said, okay, well, put your money where your mouth is and let's see what you can do.
Uh-huh.
So today we have shipped down over 4,000 toys at Christmas time. We have shipped down over 2,000 library books to them, medical
mm-hmm.
supplies. We have shipped down over 100 hospital beds, and not to mention like IV machines, things of that nature, and tons
wow.
of clothes and food. So it's been awesome, and we give God all the glory for it.
Amen, amen. And I know you're very deeply, deeply grounded with the Lord. And I know you've got a daughter, a beautiful daughter.
Yes, I have two, actually. And
you
my daughters, they're my pride and joy, I call them, because
okay.
I grew up as a single mother with them, and I brought them down to Jamaica. They have worked tireless with me, packing barrels, packing crates, shipping it down there. I actually took them down there with me. We had
uh-huh.
dinner with the Prime Minister, and the kids just loved it. And I also owe it to my church, which is called My Father's House.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
Okay. Okay. And I know the church, and I know the
yes.
pastor.
2265 Keel Street, Pastor Colin Bryan.
Now. Amen.
Yes.
No relation. Ha ha. No. I know he's
very much a big relation.
Exactly.
He's my brother. Exactly. And very proud of him for being the pastor of the church. He's doing an excellent job, great job. Took
Amen.
Over from my mother and my father, who was the pastor of the church at the time, but both has passed away.
Yes.
So he took over.
Okay, and I know his wife, who was also.
Yes, his wife, an excellent woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Praise God. So a big shout out to the Bryan clan.
Yes, big shout out to them.
Amen. And now, Mariah.
Hello.
I know,
thank you so
I
much.
I know you're a busy, busy bee. Come on, girl. Tell everybody who
I
you
am.
Are.
Well, I'm just Mariah.
No, you're not.
You know what? I'm like everyone else. You know, I don't see myself as any more special than any other person. I think I've just tapped into that, you know, divine energy that I have inside, that we all have inside. And I think that just exudes out. So I think that's what you see when you see that, you know, that oily mind.
Well, God gives wisdom, but he gives some extra. So I'm not going to touch that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I just have to say it's such a blessing to be on your show in such wonderful company. My daughter was trying to stay up so she could say hi, but I think JB Sachs just kind of rocked her to sleep. So she's sleeping on the couch now. She's trying to stay up. So such an awesome show. I'm so happy to be on. But again, about my company, yes, you're asking about my company. I'm the founder and CEO of MG Square Consulting. It is a consulting firm that offers empowering business and personal development information to small business owners, creative entrepreneurs, and particularly women. I'm very passionate about women's empowerment, and I, too, am really passionate about moving into the Caribbean market because there's a huge need for empowerment and empowering knowledge and just, you know, just need love. So this is what I'm trying to spread with my company. We just celebrated a 2-year anniversary.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much. So I'm really happy about this. This is my passion, my purpose, and I'm just, you know, moving in alignment with that. So that's where this energy comes from. If it was something that, you know, I didn't like and I wasn't passionate about, you wouldn't see this energy. So I love what I'm doing.
Amen. All right. Now, speaking of passion and loving what we're doing, the song says, Lord, I have a situation. I don't know. I actually invited these two ladies on because I both saw that they were very passionate about two different topics, and I thought, this is going to be really good.
Lord.
The Rob Ford, and I'm not one to follow a bandwagon. I've never been into the hype.
Likewise.
But Rob Ford, he's got me torn because, I mean, I don't even think I have to do too much introduction on what's going on. We know that he's done some very peculiar things in the public eye. He's been known and accused of many things in the public eye. We've never known whether he did things or did things wrong, right, or what. He's the mayor. He's done I think he's done a very good job at the job of mayor. I wouldn't say he's a very good mayor, but he's doing a very good job at taking care of the city because he is passionate about his city. He loves Toronto and the people of Toronto, and that I have to outwardly say. But
exactly,
it has come to light that some of the accusations that were brought before and he had denied. And the obvious one is not just the fact that his drinking, because we didn't think it was an issue. We just know he's appeared at places and been a little intoxicated. I wouldn't say we've ever really on public view seen him very inebriated. We've just seen him a little bit tipsy. But now we've heard that he was smoking crack cocaine, and now it's come to light that this is true. And he's now come out and confessed.
That's right.
So I'm going to go with the person first who I know would like to share her thoughts about this and probably can't wait. And Rosemary's probably bursting. So,
well, you
Mr.
know what?
Mr. Bryant, go ahead. Let's hear your thoughts.
I really feel passionate about this because I do know Rob Ford. I do live in Etobicoke. I have voted for him. I have worked on his campaign along with my children.
Uh-huh.
So I know Rob more than just watching him on TV. I really believe if everybody took their mask off and if everybody opened up their closets, the amount of skeletons that we would see, and like my mother would say, if light ever came, if dark ever came to light,
uh-huh.
things that we were doing and did, we didn't want the world to know about it. This is
uh-huh.
so public because he's now in the public eyes. But at the same time, I understand Rob Ford is a human, but
uh-huh.
he needs to understand also that he's in a public figure. He is leading the city. And what he did is very much wrong. But at the same time, we are crucifying this man. Even today, I'm not sure if you watch with the counselors as they questioned him. It has
mm-hmm.
now come to light also about prostitutes. So it's not
right.
just drinking and smoking. So now
uh-huh.
there's something else that we have to think about. But at the same time, I think we need to cut him a little bit of slack. He needs counseling, right? Because I think when you start smoking crack, you kind of get hooked on it if you don't be careful with it. But I think they're beating him up to the max. I think
right.
this is where the church can now come in and actually pray with him. I've actually phoned his office, and I've invited him personally to come to our church. Let's have a prayer service. And
uh-huh.
people are writing on Facebook, did you really do that? Did you really call him? Yes, I did. Because in a time like this, where is the church?
Right.
So we need to step up as people of God and say, okay, look, let's pray with this man. He definitely needs help. But at the same time, we are beating up to the point that it's like, okay, Rob, you need to just be gone. Go.
Right.
But I'm thinking, give him a chance, because what did he do on the other hand? We're so quick to find out people's faults. But what are the good things that he's done for the city?
Yes, yes. Okay.
So I think we need to cut a bit of slack and say, you know what, let's work with him. I think Rob needs to take some time off. Mayor Ford, he needs to take some time off and say, let me take even a three-week holiday. Just get out of the public's eyes for a while. Let me
right.
clean up my act and come back.
To let things cool off for a little while.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mariah?
Yes. I totally understand and agree with a lot of what Rosemary is saying.
Uh-huh.
From a human perspective, no one
uh-huh.
is perfect. So I'll end that there. However, my issue is not so much with Rob Ford as an individual. It's actually with the larger political system, not just in Canada, but in North America, in the world as a whole. There's a huge problem with the political system. For example, when Marion Barry, I mean, you had mentioned that on your website, the Hot Topics. This is a man who was a civil rights activist and was also a politician who had smoked crack. But instead, the FBI arrested him and threw him in jail for 6 months. And it's a coincidence, I should say it's not a coincidence, that he's a black man, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily want to just make this a black-white issue,
uh-huh.
but the problem here is, this is a matter of discrimination in many, many ways. Because if Ralph Ford was someone else, I don't know. Like, would he be allowed to actually say, "Hey guys, and you know, I smoke crack, and I'm the mayor. I'm gonna stay here." Like, I'm a little concerned about that. I'm a little concerned that the leader of our city, the leader who, you know, like my daughter came to me and said, "Hey mom, my daughter's 10. She'll be 10 next month," and said, "Mom, do you know that our mayor? I heard he's smoking crack. Now,
uh-huh.
how do I?" You know, how do I have this dialogue with my daughter about
right.
this prominent figure that we have who
mm.
is being allowed to get away with, you know, I think a lot of things that many of us would not have been allowed to get away with. This is why, you know, a lot of minorities do not vote, because
it's kind of like, who are you really gonna, like, is this somebody who, you know, sets an exemplary example of, you know, a great decision maker?
Right.
I don't see that at all. Definitely on a personal level. If you look into a lot of people's personal lives, there's a lot of things that people do in the dark. I totally get it. But the last time I checked, Canada was on, like, number 9 on the child poverty list. So to me, is Rodford really, really helping our society? I personally disagree. I liken him to someone like Sarah Palin. I mean, he was already a train wreck before we even elected him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really surprised by the antics right now. And I just kind of keep the news off because it's just
right.
a lot of hoopla for me.
Okay. One of the things that I had to deal with, because this obviously was a topic that a lot of people and friends of mine and former schoolmates and all sorts of people on Facebook were discussing, and there was one particular discussion that I got involved with, because I, unlike Rosemaria, I've never met him as a Christian, and as a Christian leader, it's really not my job to judge him, but there are some concerns. And I like what he's doing for the city. I like his passion for the people of Toronto. I cannot knock that. And so I think Rosemary has a point. I think he needs to just take a step back. If he needs help, he needs to get the help.
Right.
I understand why he may not want to step down. And because of the municipal acts, he really can't be forced to step down unless there are certain criteria that has to take place to allow him to be removed from office. But at the same point, I think he needs to put his well-being and his passion for the city together and realize that if he's not going to step down, then try and get the help that he needs so he's in a better position to be able to do what he wants to do for his people.
Right. Right.
The other issue I had was someone said that he should be given a second chance. And I believe everybody should have a second chance. You know what? If we were God, I think every single one of us would be condemned to hell just because
exactly.
we looked at somebody bad. But here's the thing, and this is exactly what I wrote on my friend Hopeton's page. Yes, he deserves a second chance because everybody deserves a second chance. But, one, to have repentance, you have to have regret and remorse. He came clean when he thought he was going to get put out there. And when it came to light is when he ran to admit to the lies that he had already done. If we forgive that, then that's fine. But the problem is, he's not admitting everything, and that's not full repentance. And anyone who's going to repent has to give it all, because then you can wipe the slate clean. But if you only repent for a few things and you still have things that you haven't repented for, well, as my sister's mother said, if the dark ever came to light, and this is what's happening. And I think if Rob would take the time to really repent, And when I say repent, not to us, but if he's going to come clean to his public to say how much he really is sorry, then I think he needs to come clean with everything,
exactly.
take some time, and then come back new and the slate
yes.
clean and show everybody, look, I did some things wrong. I'm truly sorry. But because I like and love this city and the people, I'm going to take a little time off, get things straight, and then I'm going to come back and continue to do the very best I can for you. And people would look at him differently. I think it's because there's still too many questions out there, because he's not – he'll say sorry, but he's still not saying what he's sorry for.
Exactly.
Rosemary?
And not only that, too, but I think, like as my friend said, how do I explain this to my child?
Yes.
And another
yes.
lady was
yes.
saying that on the news, too. How do I tell my child no? Because now we're talking about crack cocaine. I think our court, instead of just being there and saying to the counselors, I'm sorry, and going on television, I'm sorry. He needs to actually, I would tell, make him go into the schools, into high schools, and teach a seminar that crack cocaine is not good for you.
Right.
One of the things that I just wanted to interject was that
yeah.
I think particularly in the Christian community, you have to be very careful when we're talking about accountability. And
yeah.
I think often, sometimes people use, you know, their faith as a scapegoat. So to say, oh, you know what, I did X, Y, and Z. It was really bad. I'm going to be very extreme and say, oh, I murdered somebody.
Right.
But you know what, I'm just going to repent and I'm okay. Let's keep it moving. There's, you know, in the Bible, the very Bible that, you know, people are constantly bringing up, I often ask, like, have you read it? There actually is... There is a moral compass that we do have. Now, it's not for me to say, you know,
right.
what you should do, what you shouldn't do, or whatnot. But there's something
mm-hmm.
inside of us, you know, read Acts. It's inside of there. There's something inside that there's a little alarm that tells you when, I'm doing something wrong. I don't think I'm doing something right. We kind of have an idea. When you
yes.
decide to step up and take on a position of power, you want to be a pastor, you want a mayor, and this is something that, you know, it starts from the heart. If you know in your heart that, you know, you're battling this big, you know,
mm-hmm.
crack addiction, and you're
right.
a pastor, for example, and you go up, I don't know how you could go up every Sunday and preach with like a, right, I couldn't do it. My heart would like crumble.
Uh-huh.
I would not be able to face people. So there also has to be some sort of accountability, because at this point, what happens moving forward? Like, what happens to the standards of politicians now, right? So it's okay to be, you know, it's not okay what he's doing. It's not okay. And I think we
right.
have to stop justifying this behavior. It's not okay. If he was a young black male smoking crack, like the man that he was in the video with that was murdered,
mm-hmm.
they would not be acceptable. There has to be accountability. Rob Ford is no special than any other person. You know, if we look at the larger issues, many of our community is being marginalized. And this is where a lot of the anger is coming out. It's not that
mm-hmm.
people are saying that he's not a human, that, you know, like, we all have issues. We get that.
Right.
But as the mayor, you have a duty. You have
uh-huh.
a duty. It's part of the job. And I think
right.
that we need to kind of
do something
stop.
For a minute. Because you said
sure.
that he's addicted?
I'm not sure if he's addicted or not. I'm just saying, just based on his crack usage, like, we're not talking about someone who, you know, was at a work function and had an extra glass of wine, one off. We're talking about crack cocaine, a drug that when they introduced it into the black community, you know, within the 60s and 70s, it wreaked havoc on an entire community. This is a major drug. This is not medicinal marijuana. Like, let's be
okay,
real.
Because
this is crack.
He said he smoked once. He said he smoked it once, and it was not. It
come
was
on, on. Come on. You know,
so hold on.
Come on.
To go by what
he
said.
Did or didn't.
Okay.
No, I agree.
No,
hold
he
on.
Smoked it once. Right. That's what he said on the news. I can't
right.
say he did more. I don't know about more. It
well,
wasn't at work. Nobody saw him at work drunk or on crack cocaine. We didn't
actually
see that.
Actually, they did. They did. They did see
they
him
saw
drunk.
Him drunk, drinking.
Yeah. yeah.
And then you saw the other video that came out after, right?
But
with Rosemary, raving.
The concern is
yes.
that there's still a lot more out there, and that's why slowly,
yes.
which is really sad because people are railroading the man because
yeah.
I think, okay, He's screwed up. We don't know how many times. We know that there's more to it.
Exactly.
But
yes.
the problem is people are now going, well, he said this. Well, you know what? Now I'm going to release this. And so people aren't exactly helping. It's sort of like, you know what the Bible
yes.
says? If you cause your brother to stumble.
Exactly.
That is
yes.
a bigger sin. It is his
yes.
responsibility to come clean on what he's done wrong, but it's not our
yes.
job. To
get
send
out
him
of
down.
True. But here's the thing. Did you know that prior to this video coming out, somebody actually put up a petition, I believe it was on Indiegogo, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
and they raised about $200,000, okay?
Yes, would you believe
to
that?
To obtain a video. Now, here's my question. If I were to go on Indiegogo right now and said, somebody, please help me, I want to send a young black single mom to school, I want to see, I'm actually, you know what? I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to see if I can get $200,000. I doubt I would get it, though, within, like, 24 hours. I doubt a prominent, you know, businesswoman, business person would donate. So what I'm saying is it's not about crucifying Rob Ford, the individual. I think this, you know, driving after, like, attacking him, following him around, this whole paparazzi thing, the Toronto Star, Global News, I mean, it's, for example, Global News, you know, City TV, they're all owned by CanWest, all one news media hub. People think they're watching individual news shows. You're watching one corporation that owns all of our news channels, and they are controlling the news that comes out. If you watch alternative news, I mean, come on, we have a typhoon in the Philippines. We have so many real major issues. We have poverty, you know. We have. I talk to young single moms all the time. I was a single mom, you know. A lot of us are struggling.
Mariah, we're going off topic now.
No. What I'm saying is that if it was somebody like that, for example, they would be forced to be held accountable. They'd be crucified.
Well,
so,
and you know what?
Why not?
I don't see it as a black or white issue. I see it as an issue.
I don't know. I think you're going
to... No. Here's why I say it. Because you can't speak for every black person that may have done that and got
100%,
caught. Hold on. Let me have my say. There are people who work in positions that we don't get to see every day because they're in positions higher than we are. We don't know what they do behind closed doors.
Of course. I agree.
And you don't see that. You don't get to know.
I agree.
What's happening? I'm sorry.
The Rob Ford's door was open.
I don't see it as a black or white issue. Right now, our issue is just to deal with the fact that Rob Ford is the mayor, and he may have had...
Sorry to interrupt you. What I would say is I would ask if the young man in the film who was murdered, I don't know much about him. I don't know his family, if he had children. But I would ask his community, his friends, if they thought it was a black or white issue. It's not so much about me. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but we're not dealing with colorism. We're dealing with Rob Ford. And I don't want to make this a colorism thing because we can't sit down and analyze this unless we have proper statistics on stuff. And I know for a fact, we don't know everybody who gets caught. Yes, because you know why?
Definitely.
There are white people in poor neighborhoods who aren't treated properly either. And they could say, if it was me, I would have been arrested or I would have been in this position. So I don't see it as a black or white thing. We might want to say maybe it's a thing of financial power maybe. But I wouldn't say it's black or white because I know if it was a minority or a white person and they were at a certain poverty level, they're going to be treated a certain way.
Well, here's the thing I will say to that is that that's part of the issue about being in Canada. Discrimination is so deeply embedded in our structural systems, like the justice system, the political system, that it's not in your face. It's in the structures, you know.
Okay.
So this is
why.
But
we're still way off topic. Our topic tonight is Rob Ford, and we're discussing racism. And I don't want to discuss racism because we're discussing Rob Ford. So
No worries.
Just so we could get back on topic. That is another show, Mariah. We'll have to have you back for that one.
You know, I'm going to make the connections.
I do make the connection. But the thing is, we're trying to deal with what Rob Ford should be doing and how it's affecting us. We're not dealing with what's fair and what's unfair right now because we know we don't live in a world where it's fair, and we know that there's colorism out there. We know there's race out there. And we know that there's poverty issues out there where it doesn't matter what color you are or class you are. So we're aware of all of that. But what we're discussing tonight is Rob Ford. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to stay on topic.
I don't agree. But, I mean, again, to me, this just shows, like, we would rather talk about that. Do you know what I mean?
But that's not the real whole theme of the show. That's a whole different show. And
definitely
get you back when we discuss
No.
Right now, we want to know what are the thoughts on Rob Ford. So now, let's wrap things up because we're getting close to the end of the show. We're not going to get to deal with our second topic now. So we'll have to definitely do this again another week.
Definitely.
And then that one will definitely bring up color because then
that's called a hot topic.
All right. So now, Rosemary, any final words that you would have on this before we wrap up?
Sure. My final word would be, you know, I do feel sorry for Rob Ford, and I do pray for him, but I wish if the public can realize Rob Ford, at the end of the day, from being mayor, is a family man, and he's a father. And we are beating him up, and I can only imagine, just put yourself in the place of his wife. How does she feel? Like, she won't even dare come on camera.
Right.
Brother is fighting most of his battles. His sister is trying to jump in and help. But I think we need to just let Rob Ford know, because we all know, yes, you made a mistake, Rob. We let him know you have made a mistake. And Rob says, look, I'm telling you sorry. He needs now to take another step and say, I'm going to get counseling. I'm going to take time away. Just
all
pull
right.
yourself and then let's see what happens.
All right. Mariah, 2 seconds.
Yes. You know, likewise, I personally think he should just step down. End of story. That's just my, you know.
Do you mean leave the office or take time?
Whatever he feels that he needs, you know, if it's permanent, if he feels like he can come back and, you know, make a comeback and do his thing, that's totally. But I think just kind of stepping down and just allowing the media hype to settle, take a lot of the issues off of him and on to some of the more important ones.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're
welcome.
We got an extended session. Praise God. And we're not actually finished because we still have another hot topic that we didn't get to go tonight. I would love to invite you back next Wednesday.
Awesome.
And we can discuss the other hot topic, and I know Mariah's going to go to fire with that one.
Remember, you talked about my mind.
That one, it deals with poverty, and it certainly deals with color, and that one we could totally tear to shreds.
Okay. It'll be hot.
But before we go, I have to bid everybody a good night. Thank you, ladies. I'm going to keep you on the line, if you don't mind, as we close out.
All right, thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Praise God. And once again, everybody, that was my lovely, lovely, lovely lady friends, Mariah and Rose, praise God, women of wisdom, praise God. And before we close out, we just want to put out there again to let everyone know, you know, it's so hard. As Christians, we judge. And we don't really have the right to. Some people would say there's a fine line between judging and giving an opinion, and I like to think I give my opinion, not that it weighs down, because the Lord is going to do what the Lord is going to do. But one of the other things we have to remember, and we covered this in a couple weeks ago, was walking in someone else's shoes. My words tonight would be, if he needs help, he needs to get his help, and sometimes we're in denial. Or sometimes we're determined, or he's embarrassed, or just feeling uncomfortable. But I would say to society that, you know, if a man is falling down, you've got to help him up. You don't continue to push him down. If he's stumbling, you've got to not be the person who caused him to stumble. We are still accountable, even though we may think we're doing things right, and we deal with this issue, and I don't even want to repeat it, but I'm going to say it. He who has not sinned, cast the first stone. And I think sometimes it's not a matter of casting the stone, because sin is sin. But you know what? When your brother needs help, you got to reach out and reach in and help him up and help him out. Amen? But not knock him down and keep him down while he's down. So right now, we lift up Rob Ford and his family and the city of Toronto and all of those involved, because it's affecting a lot of people. And we lift him up and know that God is a forgiving God. We too must forgive. But Rob, you got to get it right. So I remember Rosemary had said she was going to invite him to church. Praise God. So we're going to lift him up, and that the Lord would direct him and he would reach out, and whatever effects there are and everybody involved, that they would know that no matter what, God loves them, and we're going to continue to support them. I want to bless the ladies that have come on board tonight, and we'll join again next week with a really big hot topic, and it's got intrigue, praise God. But for now, continue to be blessed. And Sister Mariah said, I'm just Mariah. Well, you know what? We may be just whoever we are, but Jesus thinks the world of us. And I know I am nobody special, but I'm so glad that he looks at me and knows that I am a twinkle in his eye. And so everyone remember, he loved us first. We could at least try and love him back. He does so much for us. So have a blessed week, everybody. We will touch base next Wednesday. More hot topics, more wonderful women discussing these wonderful topics, and we have some additional guests. But until then, God's grace be with you. God's grace go before you, all above and all around. And ladies, God bless you and your families.
Thank you so
and
much.
God be with everyone.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God be with everyone. Until we meet again.
Have a good night.
You too.
Good night.
Good night. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.